It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. John Moe is away. I'm Jeff Horwich. If you're trying to study the schizophrenic brain, here's a novel idea. Make one. In a paper out today, researchers started with a neural network, a computer program that replicates, as best we know how, an actual human brain. It can take in information, learn from it, combine it, talk back to you. Then they applied to their computer brain a medical hypothesis about schizophrenia, that memories are encoded too quickly. Dr. Ralph Hoffman is a psychiatrist at Yale Medical School.
What the model suggests is if this process is accelerated unduly, that bad things happen and that stuff going into memory gets intermingled, corrupted, kind of like a bad sector in the hard drive.
We're talking about this hyper-learning concept,
hyper-learning,
right?
Right.
Is it just sort of too much information too fast and the brain can't prioritize?
Right, can't organize it and sift it, and somehow something to do with that process may be running amok.
So you take your computer brain and, to simplify things quite a bit, you tell it stories.
Right.
Right? And then you ask it to relate the stories back to you? Is that how it works?
Right. So they're exposed to 14 stories that we deemed autobiographical. So they actually were stories, ironically, about a young doctor working in a New York City hospital and having various kinds of trials and tribulations. And then there was a set of stories, some of which had parallel narrative structures involving crime and crime fighting and mafia activities and assassination and things of that sort.
The next step is to have the neural network, the computer brain, try to retell the stories. Uli Grossman is a computer scientist at the University of Texas at Austin.
We get stories where the content is changed, but the local structure and the grammar remain intact. So, for example, there might be a story about one gangster killing another gangster, and the network will leave the story basically intact, but replace one of the gangsters with itself.
I recall reading at some point, did the neural network claim to be a terrorist?
Well, there was a story about a terrorist bombing, and the network just consistently replaced the terrorist with I, which is an interesting result because inserting oneself into shared cultural stories like movies or legends, you know, that's the thing that happens a lot with delusions and schizophrenia.
The researchers tweaked the neural network in a number of ways they thought might mimic schizophrenia. But this hyper-learning, taking in too much information too fast, emerged as the most promising. Dr. Hoffman says the next step is to keep comparing the results with actual schizophrenic people.
If there is validation there, then a real exciting possibility is we might be able to use these artificial brains or networks basically to develop and to test out novel treatments that we haven't really thought of yet.
Crowdsourcing has been used to stage Broadway musicals, sort dinosaur bones, and design a Pepsi can. Why not use it to catch Somali pirates? Today, the U.S. Office of Naval Research launches the massive multiplayer online war game leveraging the Internet, or Mowgli. Choose your ship, pack some weapons, pick a pirate response strategy, and turn yourself loose as pirate bait in the Gulf of Aden. Or if you want, you can play a pirate and try to outwit the Navy. Either way, the Navy figures it can improve its own strategies by watching thousands of people repeatedly play the game. At the moment, it's open to a select group of government employees, but they might open it up, and then maybe you too can say,
"Mr. President, we sunk their battleship."
Or, you know, run down pirate skiff or whatever. We're online blogging and such at marketplacetech.org. I'm Jeff Horwich, in for John Moe. This is Marketplace Tech Report.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.